everyone, and thanks so much for coming back this afternoon. This is my 3 o'clock show, and I'm so happy you're all here. The purpose of this show is to make this world a much better and happier place, and I know that if we all work together, we can and will make this planet a much, much, much better place. I want to let you know that we are ascending into the fourth and then fifth dimensions, and we only have about three months maybe of third dimension left before we shift into fourth dimension. I myself have been waiting for 52,000 years, or two Mayan Ketun cycles, for this moment in humanity's history. This ascension into the higher dimensions. We have tried six times in the past to get to this point, and this is the furthest we've ever gone, believe me. And each time in the past, unfortunately, the negatives have stopped us, but they're not going to stop us now. The supreme being, the God, if you will, the spirit who created, entity who created all that there is, of the God who created all that there is, has decreed that this planet shall ascend into the higher dimensions, and we've been given enough time. So it's going to proceed. There is nothing that the negatives can do. But like the Nazis in World War II, this doesn't mean they're not going to try to and stop us. So that's what they've been doing, is trying to stop us. And one of the places they've been trying to stop us has been at Mount Shasta. And I say that because there's been a lot of negativity at it's been a lot of attempts by the negatives to stop our evolution. And there's been a big battle nowadays over Mount Shasta, of all places. And I have firsthand experience about that battle. It started about 500,000 years ago, when there was a galactic war between the negatives and the positives, between the reptilians, who are negative, and the positives, represented by the Galactic Alliance, and including the Pleiadians, the Arcturians, the Sirius, the people from Sirius B. And there was a huge war. Marduk was a planet which used to operate the area where the asteroid belt is in this solar system, completely destroyed by the reptiles. And as a result of that, there was a treaty signed between the two groups many years ago, but the treaty has been broken time after time after time. And so now it's to the point where there's been a cold war, actually, ever since, going on. And in 22 other star systems, the reptiles have come in. They've offered benefits to the elite of a human planet. And they said that they tell the elites, in exchange for your cooperation, and if you agree to decrease the population by 95% of your planet's population, that we will give you, the elites, certain benefits, and you'll live quite well. You just have to reduce the population. They don't tell them that after reducing the population to 95% and extracting every possible valuable commodity off the planet, including our DNA, human DNA, they then blow the planet up. And that's been the familiar pattern for many thousands of years by the reptilians, and they were past tense. They were trying to do that here to this planet as well, when the supreme being stepped in and said, no, these people deserve to be, I guess you could call it, saved. They deserve to have a evolution. We've been doing this dance like a Shakespearean play for so long. And finally, we're doing it right now. We are doing it right now. And for those people who don't want to go along with the new program, the new Earth, there's been another Earth-like planet created on the other side of the solar system. And that planet is, I'm not sure if it's got a name yet, but it's like Earth. But it's a place where negative entities will go there and work out their karma. This is a planet of free will. And people are free to basically have the choice to do whatever they want to do. They want to ascend, they can ascend. If they don't want to ascend, they don't have to ascend. It's entirely their choice. So It's unique in the solar system because there's a lot of, or in this universe, because there's a lot of planets where you don't have free will. Free will is it's kind of a very unique kind of planet. The planet itself was started as an experiment, where that if you allow good choices for people and bad choices, the theory is that if you allow evil, most people will choose the good side instead of evil, and create a better world as a result. Well, that hasn't worked out too well. And as you know, we've had a lot of conflict on this planet. And it is the one planet, the one part of this universe, this Earth here, has been the stumbling block to the rest of this solar system. And I've been told the rest of this universe to ascend. Believe it or not, other planets in this solar system are now ascending. And the last planet to ascend, I shouldn't say the planet, but the group of humanity, is us, the people on this Earth. So the people who are totally awake, who are negative, who don't want to make a better world, who don't want to help our service to self instead of service to others, they're not going to be allowed to stay on this planet much longer. And they're starting to shift out, and they're starting to leave. And you will see that among, if you are a light worker and you do want to ascend, you will be part of the new Earth. Many people won't be part of the new Earth, and it's an evolutionary time. It's a winnowing, if I may say so, from the wheat from the chaff. But it's an exciting time to be alive as well, because of all the planets in this universe, this planet Earth right now is the most exciting show in town. Just ask any of your friendly ET alien friends, benevolent ET friends, and they'll tell you the same thing. But what's important as well, we are all humans now, light workers on this planet. We are all what's called boots on the ground. They are limited by the doctrine, by the galactic law of non-interference. There is a prime directive. There is actually a real prime directive that prevents benevolent ETs to come in and directly help us. There's an exception to that, two exceptions. One is if we ask for help, they'll come in and help. And number two, they will not let us destroy ourselves in a nuclear war or like Fukushima destroying the planet, or like even this vaccine program, which is basically a suicide program. They will not let us totally destroy ourselves. And so that's why they've intervened. They intervened on the shot program, the vaccine program. When Bill Gates and Warren Buffet designed the vaccine and the virus, it was meant as an extinction level program to wipe out 95% of humanity on this planet. Now, Gates and his creepy friends, he is actually part reptile. His reptilian friends, masters, are very disappointed that apparently they're only going to kill maybe 25, at max 30% of the world's population with these vaccines. And they wanted to kill off 95% of us. So in that point, in that sense, they failed. And but it doesn't mean that they don't keep trying. Mount Shasta is a very valuable piece of real estate because it has many time dimensional portals. It's got portals where you can travel to other parts of the universe. It's a very interesting place here. And it also contains our DNA. And our DNA is considered, we are considered genetic royalty because we've been, thank you, Don. We also have the DNA of 22 other races in our DNA. And Don, let's go ahead and show that first picture of the new Earth. I think it's kind of an interesting one. Thanks so much, Don Furman. This is one I got off the internet, but it's a picture of the new Earth. And this is the higher vibrations we're all going into right now. And if you're negative, as I said before, if you're negative or you're and don't want to be part of the new Earth, you're not going to be part of the new Earth. Believe me, your days are very extremely limited here, and you won't be around here much longer. I don't know how you'll exit, but you will exit. because Mother Earth and Gaia, God, if you will not tolerate this anymore. She's had enough. She's had enough pollution. She's had enough fighting. She's had enough conflict. And she wants negatives gone. This kind of gives you a feel for the new earth. Our vibrations are going to get very high, and it's already happening now. One of the things, of course, there are many people who have been working tirelessly over the years to help raise our consciousness and make this world a better place so we ascend and shift into the dimensions. Was Dr. Masaru Emoto. This is one of his little children's books, beautiful little books here. It's called The Message from Water. And he was a scientist, a wonderful man, very loving man. And he found that if you send thoughts of love and light to a glass of water, on the molecular level, molecular level, you will create these beautiful water crystals. This is a crystal created by the words love and gratitude, written on a glass, on the side of a glass of water. And he found out that we're very powerful spiritual beings. If you send, let me show you something here. If you send negative thoughts to a glass of water, you end up with this picture here, which is you fool. Isn't that interesting? So if you send negative thoughts to a glass of water, if you write you fool on a glass of water, it breaks down like this, and you don't have this beautiful water crystal. Now, Dr. Emoto's research was very controversial, if I may say so. And one of the things he found out, too, that everything is hado, or vibration. Hado is a Japanese word for vibration. And if you change the vibration of you, you can change the frequency of your disease or whatever you might have and make a real difference and provide some long-lasting beneficial effects for you for any physical or spiritual condition. And he would have what's called a hado machine, where he would treat people in Tokyo, and he was able to, if I may use this word, cure them. And I've seen the Moto office now in Tokyo. Okay, well, that's good. Yeah, Don says he blesses his scotch by writing the word love on it. That's an excellent idea. That's a very good idea, Don. It does work, and you might want to try it at home as well. You can write love and gratitude on bottles of water and put them in a windowsill where they get the sunshine. And you'll find after a couple of days, the water's vibrations go up and they become sweeter and much more tasty. And there's another way to do it as well. Dr. Emoto did his what's called a water prayer. It's called the Ho'oponopono, where you say, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I thank you, and I love you. And he did the same thing using that prayer with cheap wine in Tokyo. And he said the wine would taste like a $100 bottle of wine if you did that, which was kind of funny, really. But you could take in this country, you could take a bottle, I guess, of MD 2020, Mogen David 2020, and raise the vibrations as well. So it would taste good. I mean, not to say it doesn't taste good already, but it's a cheaper wine, certainly. And it's all vibration. Everything is vibration. And unfortunately, Dr. Emoto was invited to China back in, what year was that? That was in September of 2014. While he was there, he was poisoned by the Chinese at the in working with the reptilians. And he passed away the following month after being poisoned with ricin in a cup of tea. And people don't realize this history, but the Chinese government at the time, and I think, I don't know about now, but back then they had a reptilian government that was controlled by the reptiles. And so that's why they've been often very ruthless and negatively oriented over the years. But we are shifting now into the new earth, and there's absolutely nothing that the negatives can do about it. I'd like to give you a little bit of history now about why some of what's been going on in Mount Shasta. Don, if we could show the next one, please, with the mountain with the cloud behind it, that would be great. Thank you, my friend. This is a picture of Mount Shasta I took some years ago. Look at that cloud. That's the mountain there. But just behind it, there's a circular cloud. And our earth scientists call that a lenticular cloud. The cloud itself, the reason why it is shaped circular is because there's a huge, I mean, really big benevolent UFO contained inside that cloud that came from the hollow earth and Telos. And you can see it there. And I think there's another cloud. There's another cloud behind it as well. Just below it, you'll look in there. Okay. Yeah. You see that? Thanks, Don. Just off to the left there, just underneath that big cloud, there's another cloud there as well. So there's several ships up there. And if you look carefully at the cloud formations around Shasta, you will see that as well. Now, the funny thing about Shasta is that the south side of the mountain is benevolent. It's got lots of Sasquatch. A lot of good energies there. There's actually a portal where the ships go in and out at the top of the mountain. But on the other side of the mountain, this is considered the south side of the mountain, but on the other side of the mountain, on the northeastern side of the mountain, I've been told that there's a reptilian base there. And they also have darker elements of the U.S. military is there as well. Let me see if it's still there. No, that base has been taken out by the Galactics and the Pleiadians, but it was there for many years. And so there's been this ongoing battle between the two groups up until starting in about 2010, 2012, the reptiles started dumping chemtrails all over the world, but especially in Mount Shasta. And what they would do, they were dumping barium, strontium, sulfur, and there was one more aluminum nano-sized particles in the area, with the result that they dumped so much particulate matter in that area that the whole area became like a tinderbox. When you dump massive amounts of aluminum into an area that's nano-sized, they did it for a couple of reasons. Number one was to terraform the area into a place that's friendlier to their species, to the reptiles, to the dragons, and against us humans. That's because in their home planet of Draco, the atmosphere is mostly aluminum, barium, strontium, and sulfur. It's also very hot too. It has an average temperature of about 140 degrees Fahrenheit. I'm not sure what Celsius that might be about 50 or 60 degrees Celsius. It's very, very hot. And so that's what they were doing. You do see some chemtrails spotted around the planet, but it's not as bad as it used to be. And when I was at Mount Shasta recently, I think I saw one chemtrail. Now, what the reptilians are very clever. What they do is they shapeshift their UFOs containing all this crap that's going to kill us. And they shapeshifted into looking like a U.S. Air Force plane. So our military gets blamed. Isn't that nice of them? And if you take binoculars and you look up in the sky, you'll see a cookie cutter image of a plane. But if you look carefully in your telescope or binoculars, there's no plane there. There's just an outline of one. And that's a sure thing. That's a very easy way to tell whether the object flying across the sky is actually a plane or is a reptilian UFO. Anyway, they do that. They were doing that quite a bit around Shasta, other parts of the country, but now this time, I think I only saw one or two chemtrails when I was there. So, but the problem with the spraying of all that stuff is that it has created almost toxic levels of aluminum in the forests around Shasta, Northern California, so that if a fire starts anywhere, it goes like wildfire. And that was one of the problems with the fires the last couple of years, is because there's so much aluminum in those trees around those areas sprayed by the reptilians that it wasn't healthy to breathe in the air, because the aluminum particles are nanobot size. So they go into your body and they go through the blood brain barrier into your brain, and it can give you Alzheimer's after a time. The Galactics tell me that they are that they are cleaning it off now as we speak. And but there is a big battle going on at Shasta right now. And for many years, it was in the skies above Mount Shasta. Now it's moved to the ground level. And this reason I say it's moved to the ground level is because you have agents from various three-letter agencies, U.S. government three-letter agencies controlled by the reptiles, who are there trying to stop our ascension and our evolution. I can't give you all the details, but they are definitely there. And if you talk about healing or the ascension or anything else, you can get targeted, and they will try to eliminate you. I know that firsthand. Go ahead, Don. Yeah, if you'd like to say something, go ahead, my friend.
I would. You know why? Because you know how many calls I get on who's controlling the world? Well, who's doing this? Who is creating the catastrophes? Who's behind all this? That quotes the number one question, right? Who is behind all the malevolence? And I'm going to answer that.
Okay, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell people the answer. It won't be a shock to them anymore. No more guessing. Are you ready for this?
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely revelatory. Mm-hmm. Here we go.
All right, my friend.
Your central banks.
Okay.
Period.
Right.
JP Morgan Chase.
Right.
Your central banks controlled by the Rockefellers, Rothschilds, and the dynasty they combined.
Right.
And the same families that were at Jekyll Island that interbred with European royalty and have been for a while.
Right.
Folks, it's your central banks. If you want to nail down one nail on the coffin, if you want one nail on one coffin, mm-hmm. you really want to know who it is and you want to square it down, it's the central banks.
Right.
Period.
Right.
Period. You know, you might get disillusioned. You might get off track. They're going to, you know, there's going to be, you know, the sleight of hand and all the mystery and all the wonder and all the bullshit. But the fact is, you're at war. We're at war. The world is at war with the central banking cabal. It is the central bankers. Mm-hmm. Make no mistake about it.
Yeah,
make
right.
no mistake about that fact. Mm-hmm. So you can, you know, I have been researching and for years. I have talked to the best of the best, the most informed of the informed. Mm-hmm. And it always comes down and always will and always, should come down to the same fact. And that is the central bankers are the ones that are creating the chaos, creating the murder,
yeah.
mayhem,
right.
the death. And, you know, now that you have your opponent, now that you know who your opponent is, mm-hmm. now that you know who's creating the death, destruction, and mayhem, hopefully you'll be able to figure out what to do about it. But again, it is the central banking systems and the central bankers and those that own the central banks.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Mm-hmm.
You can go off on saying it's Big Pharma, it's OPEC, it's the Saudis, it's Putin, mm-hmm. yeah. it's Xinping. But I'm going to tell you, it is the central bankers, period.
And I think if you go, and this is an interesting point, I'm so glad you're on today, Don. I can throw this out. We can discuss it if you like. If you go one step beyond that and you go high enough, you're leaving the humans behind. You go run into the grays and then the reptiles. The entities ultimately responsible, even the money system, is an alien reptilian concept engrafted on this planet to control people. Because the other advanced human civilizations across this universe, they don't even use money. And eventually we will stop using money as well. It'll be a gradual process. of where things will be provided for. First off, you'll have free energy, and then people's health. We will not need doctors, a lot of doctors and nurses, because most people will be able to heal themselves, because we're all gods and goddesses according to the according to Zora and the Hollow Earth and Adama. So we won't even need to use money anymore. And the central banking is just a reptilian concept of control over us. You just have to go higher.
Right. It's an Orwellian centralized mechanism of control. You know, it whether it's by off-worlders and on-worlders, and I believe both. I'm like you, Ted. I believe this is a very diabolical scheme. And right. It's been a control system that's put in place, unfortunately, to enslave us all. But here we are. But if we recognize our enemy, and that's the key, nobody recognizes the enemy anymore. We keep thinking you're my enemy, and you know, the people around you and your neighbors and your friends and the businesses are your enemy. They're not your enemy. The enemy is the central bankers. They are the enemy.
What President Kennedy told me a year and a half ago is that once you realize that we are all one, and once you realize that we all have God with the spark of God within us, we'll stop fighting, because you're basically fighting yourself. If you fight, you fight yourself, because we're all different expressions of God. No matter what race you are on this planet, what language you speak, we are all from that spark. One of the things that Nostradamus told me a couple of years ago was that if you carry that argument one step further, you realize that all extraterrestrials, all life beyond this planet, anywhere in the universe, are all expressions of the Supreme Being. And that's one of the lessons that Nostradamus told me, that humanity and even the negative extraterrestrials, like the reptiles and the grays, even they will eventually learn that we are all one as well. And it'll be a way for everyone here to live together in a peaceful coexistence, if you will. That's the lesson of planet Earth. And it's a lesson for the rest of the universe, because there's battles going on. The rest of the universe is a huge place. And this is one universe. There's other universes as well. But once people realize that we are, in fact, are all one, it'll provide a model for other dimensions, other universes, and many other billions of planets to live peacefully. Yeah. So,
Rod, I love you, Ted. You're right on.
Thanks.
I love you.
Thanks, Don.
And I love your audience, and thank you for allowing me to participate. Thank you.
Oh, sure. No, always. And if you got something to say, please step in.
Thank you.
Please step in. I'll be bringing in three benevolent beings today. Zora from the Hollow Earth, who's with me here. I'll also be bringing in Adama, who's the spiritual head of the city of Telos, 125 miles beneath Mount Shasta. And finally, I'll be bringing in my good friend, Plitian Admiral Halosaurus. He's busy today, but he said he'd love to come in and say some words to you all. First off, this is Zora. And he says, my beloved gods and goddesses, how you be all today. I am Zora from the Hollow Earth, and I greet you all with much love and compassion and kindness. I channeled this earlier. Mount Shasta is a very valuable part of planet Earth. It's part of the heart chakra of the entire planet. And the negatives want to take over Mount Shasta, because once they do, they're going to try to take over the rest of the planet, which is failing. It's silly, really. They know they're on their way out. They know they have no support here, and that God or Gaia is forcing them out. But yet they're still trying. Okay, they're still trying. And but Mount Shasta is a very valuable piece of real estate, because it contains many portals, both time dimensional portals and interdimensional portals to other parts of this universe that other planets don't have. Also, as I said before, the reptilians treat humans like you treat cows and chickens. They look at us as a commodity to be exploited. And it's they are cut off from source. They have no ties to God. They think they are God, and whatever they can do without being punished for it. But that's going up against cosmic law. And Zora says that he and the rest of the people in the Hollow Earth escaped from Lemuria approximately 12,500 years ago after the Atlanteans destroyed much of the planet with the misuse of nuclear and crystalline technology. They ended up submerging much of Atlantis, they ended up submerging much of Atlantis beneath the seas in the Atlantic Ocean. And then in the Pacific, much of Lemuria was submerged as well underneath the ocean, except for a few places, of course, that's what created the Hawaiian Island. And the old capital of Lemuria was at the very top of Maui. And he says, if you go to Maui and go to the very top of Maui, I've been there before, there's a series of steps from the very top of Maui that goes down the hillside. And there's also some stone structures there. That's left over from Lemuria. Believe it or not, that's at least 12,500 years old. And if you want a wonderful spiritual experience, I urge you to go there, because that's some of the oldest places on the planet. Mount Shasta as well. I know where the portals are, and at the portals is actually Lemurian writing. You have to look carefully because the writing in these huge boulders have been there for like 12,500 years. But what's happened recently, there's been agents from a three-letter agency who've come down in the reptilians to disrupt the spiritual activities on Mount Shasta. So all of the I think pretty much all of the portals now are closed down as a security measure against these negatives. So, but they have opened the portals for me and the people I take there. But the rest of the portals, if there's negatives around, they automatically shut down, because even the negatives are so greedy. They want to go even into the Hollow Earth and take over the Hollow Earth. And that's not going to happen. Sorry. Their technology, for one thing, is thousands, tens of thousands of years ahead of the reptiles. At most, their technology is maybe 8,000 to 10,000 years ahead of us here on the planet. However, the technology used by the people in the Hollow Earth go up to 50, 80, even 100,000 years ahead of us here, and far in advance of what the reptilians can provide. So it's futile. As Data said in Star Trek once, resistance is futile. And for them, they're going to get wiped out and removed from the planet. It doesn't matter what they want, but that's going to happen. Adama is here now, and he's sending much love to all of what he calls my beloved brothers and sisters here on the surface of the planet. We exist, he says, in the city of Telos, 125 miles beneath Mount Shasta, and eventually. Through your, there will be coming in time within 4 years, four years, where if you continue to evolve and choose the right path and ascend to the higher dimensions, we will be walking among you at Mount Shasta and many other places here on the planet. But so far, they tend to stay away from us because of all the violence, because of the negativity. But they do see that happening. It's going to be a couple of years. Several of our brethren from the Telos have come up to work on the surface in the Mount Shasta area and other areas, and even married into people and had families on the surface of the planet. That's been recorded as well. So it has been done in the past, but people for obvious security reasons have to be very careful of that, because they don't want the negativity from this surface of civilization to pollute their own world. They've worked hard all these years to evolve into a beautiful, loving society. And, with all due respect to what's going here on the surface, there is still a lot of discord and disharmony. But there are many good things happening as well. And he knows where we are going to make it. So there's been quite a battle going on between the different factions, between light and the dark, between the reptiles and the grays. And remember, this morning I talked about the treaty the illegal treaty that President Eisenhower signed with the reptiles and the grays back in March of 54, that in exchange for some of their technology to fight the Soviet Union at the time, that they would be allowed to abduct and study us humans. Well, they've abducted us, all right. And millions of people were not returned because they used us as cattle or chicken, where we were eaten. I don't want to offend anybody, but that's what they do. And one of the things the grays like to do is they like to, I don't want to offend anyone, but they like to feel, they like to swim around in vats of adrenochrome, much like the elite, the Illuminati, and many and others in Hollywood like to do here. They'll take little, I don't want to offend anyone, but they take small children and they'll terrorize them to raise the adrenochrome, and then they'll drain their blood out, drink it. And I think I'll stop there as far as what they do. But those are reptilian concepts that they use to treat us like cattle. And I won't talk about, I don't like to talk about it on the show. It's especially if you have any children present, but it's basically what we do to cattle and chickens and farm animals, they do to us. That's how they look at us as well. So for them, we're nothing more than animals running around a free range on top of the planet. But we are ascending. And as Zora is saying now, we are all gods and goddesses. Now, for our history, for where we came from, we are actually from many different places in this universe. But the seed base, the genetic base for many people on this planet are the Pleiadians. They're beautiful people, and they are people. They are humans. They're just in a higher dimension. Donna, could we show the Pleiadian constellation, please? It's the seven. It's called the Seven Sisters of the Seven Stars. It's the third picture I sent you. Hopefully you'll be able to find it okay. Anyway, we'll keep going till Dawn finds it. The home base of I would like to bring in my good friend Pleiadian Admiral Halosaurus. He's here. Okay, good. Can we show that picture real quick? I just want to give people a feeling for it. That's great. Thanks. That's the Pleiadians, a Pleiades constellation. They're called the Seven Sisters. There's actually seven stars. Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, you can see the different stars, the bigger ones there. There's seven. And the base where Abrahalosaurus and the Pleiadian fleet, they're mostly from Alcyone, A-L-C-Y-C-O-Y-N-E. That's where I'm from as well, originally. And I volunteered to come down to this planet to help with the ascension 52,000 years ago. Been here a long time. Some people actually I run into in the last couple of months have been here even longer. They've been here 78,000 years. So they must have tremendous amount of patience. But my Pleiadian brothers and sisters are helping us now with the ascension. They cannot directly interfere because they're limited by the doctrine of free will. And the prime directive is real. It is real in the sense that you cannot interfere with a developing civilization such as ours. But this is the Pleiades. I've been in contact with them since 76, 77. Yeah, that goes back that far. At any rate, they have, let me see how many ships they've got around this planet. 4.5 million. They started with 2.5 million a couple of years ago. They've increased it since that time. And what they've been doing is monitoring the evolutionary and spiritual progress of people on this planet. They like my show because I'm boots on the ground, as many as you all listening to the show are all boots on the ground. We can do things to help make this planet a better place and shift and help humanity shift into the higher dimensions that they can't do off planet because they're limited by the prime directive, but we're not. We're here. We are part of Earth, and we are here. And so, and God, or the Supreme Being, the creator of all that there is, has decreed that we shall ascend. Shall is a predatory, it's not may ascend, we will ascend into the higher dimensions. So it's a very exciting time to be alive. I talk to my friends on board the ship all the time. They are They are all listening right now, actually. And the signal itself is also being sent back to Alcon, back to the Pleiadian constellation. So we have many more people listening there. We have about off planet, we have approximately 135 million benevolent beings living to listening today. And I want to thank them so much. That's in addition to the 195 million that we have listening on planet. But we have a lot of beautiful beings listening today, and I send much love and light to them as well. The door is there for us to step through for a beautiful new planet. There's absolutely no reason for us to be fighting anymore, just like there's no reason to have Biden as the fake president elected by CNN on and mainstream media. There's no reason to follow anything he says. I think I mentioned this morning, but did you know that the people it's an interesting story what's happened in Tanzania. Big Pharma, Pfizer came to Tanzania here, I guess it was last year, and said, we want you to issue regulations forcing everybody to wear masks, to do social distancing, to take the shots, the vaccines for a virus that doesn't exist. And the president, I think Mugabe, I'm not sure, refused. He's absolutely refused to. I said, no, this is nonsense. So then Pharma killed him, and not only killed him, but they killed like four or five other African presidents as well. It's all documented. And so now Big Pharma has gotten in this new prime minister of Tanzania, a woman. And this woman has said, now we want you to all start wearing masks, do social distancing, shut down businesses across the country. And the people throughout the entire country in Tanzania said, forget it. You're crazy. COVID doesn't exist. Your measures aren't doing anything but killing people with the vaccine. We refuse to do it. And you know what? She's become a bit of a puppet. And she's like a caged animal in her presidential palace because nobody pays attention to her. And my guides, George Washington, President Kennedy, are all asking, why don't we do the same to Biden? Why don't we just let him, you know, do whatever he likes to do with his yo-yo and his plastic, you know, rubber duckies? Who cares what he says or does? But unfortunately, there are a lot of consequences to what's happened to Biden. Just the year and a half, he has managed to kill off tens of millions of Americans through the shot program. He's managed to put the national security of the United States is totally at risk because there are some sectors within the military now who, guess what? They don't have enough pilots to fly the planes. In Southern California last month, the Naval Command in that part of California had to stop flying their training missions because, guess what? There weren't enough pilots to fly. They were either dead or too sick, Guillain-Barre disease, among other things, to fly. What's wrong with this picture? People should stand up to this nonsense because this individual, Biden or whoever he is destroying America. They're destroying the world. They're killing off people left and right. And it's not right. We need to stand up for it. And that's our spiritual lesson to learn for all of us here. You know, I can't, if this is part of God's plan to wake us up, she's sure doing a good job of it for some people because it's the evidence net here is so obvious. It used to be years ago, people would say that you're a conspiracy theory but a lot of this stuff is coming true. All you have to do is do a little digging, even on the internet, which is controlled medium. There's places to find good information on the internet. My friend Pleiadian Abrahalosaurus would like to say a few words now. He's telling, hold on, let me get him in. They had it was 52,000 years ago when they had a civil war among themselves in the Pleiadian constellation, and 64 million people died before they were able to settle this war out. And they realized that violence and conflict was not the way to go. And so, we've come several times very close to destroying ourselves with nuclear bombs and nuclear weapons and fighting. And each time the Pleiadians and the Galactics have stepped in, and this was especially true during the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s, where they've come in and stopped either a Soviet general or an American general from firing a nuclear weapon at each other. They took their finger off the launch sequence. In other times where they've actually fired a nuclear missile, either the Russians at us or the Americans at the Russians, they scrambled the guidance system so that the thing was a dud. It couldn't fly anywhere. So, and the bottom line, my Pleiadian friends tell me, is that they're not going, the supreme being, the entity who created all that there is not going to let her creation destroy itself on this planet. Not going to happen. Sorry, not going to happen. So all remember all those predictions of gloom and doom back about 20 years ago? Art Bell used to get on. I used to watch listen to Art Bell quite a bit. But back in the 90s, Art Bell talk about like the end of the world, the year 2000. Never happened because the supreme being who created all this is not going to let it happen. We're all God's children. And no matter what race, what color, what language, what religion we are, no matter where we live on this planet, we are all part of that God complex. And it's what we need to realize that for the future. Mahatma Gandhi, who I'm also in contact with, I really like Mr. Gandhi. He's a great man and with lots of wisdom. Did you know he was an attorney before he became a spiritual leader? That's so funny. There was an autobiography book that I read of his years ago. I bought in India, and it was just crazy, the stuff that he talked about. But he would say he was a man of peace. And for those people who say, well, I'm only one person, how am I going to make the world a better place? Well, you know what? Jack Kennedy, President Kennedy, was one person. So was Mahatma Gandhi. He was just one person. Abraham Lincoln was one person. George Washington, great founder of the United States. I'm also in contact with him. He was one person. Thomas Jefferson was one person. We are all one person. And I don't look at that statement that I'm only one person. What can I do to change things? It's a valid excuse. I'm sorry, because we are all powerful spiritual beings meant to create a much better and happier world. And I think I feel some angelic light coming in right now. I can see the right hand side of my face kind of lighting up. It's kind of nice, but they're all here. And about a year and a half ago, many presidents came to me, including presidents Kennedy, Lincoln, Jefferson, John Quincy Adams, Teddy Roosevelt, and of course President Washington came to me, and they all, and Prince Franklin too, and they all said, "Would you help us start a program to save the Republic?" And so I've been doing the best I can with these radio broadcasts and in raising people's consciousness regarding that. And we've just got to keep trying, my friends. The negatives are on the run. The vibrations themselves are rising to the point where negativity will not be here much longer. It won't. The vibrations will get so high, the love vibrations will get so high in this planet that there won't be the negative people here now won't be able to live here anymore. If you know, they will go off to their own negative planet on the other side of the solar system, where they will evolve in their own time. People like George Bush Sr. are over there now, as well as Adolf Hitler, Joseph Stalin, Mao Zedong. Many negative entities are all over there now, and they will be there for a minimum of 25,800 years. That's the time it takes for a planet in this solar system to go around the central sun of this galaxy, and then they will be given another chance to ascend. Now, 25,800 years is a long time to me, but I guess in the greater scheme of things, in the universe, it's not very long. But that's where they'll be for this time. So, if you miss this boat, if you miss this train, if you miss this ship, there will be another one coming eventually, but you're gonna have to wait a long time to do it. So if you've looked at tyrannical regimes in the past, they honestly don't last that long in the greater scheme of things. But the good ones do last for a long time, and we are on a path to a beautiful and happy planet. And all of the great spirits, from presidents Washington, Kennedy, Lincoln, Teddy Roosevelt, and all the great spirits on the other side, including Archangel Michael, Uriel, Raphael, Gabriel. They're all asking that we join each other in creating a beautiful and happy planet where people can live in peace and harmony without the fighting, needless fighting, that we've had so much of in the past. One of the things that Abrahalosaurus says that when they communicate with each other on board the ship, they are in the higher dimensions, fifth dimension, sometimes sixth, but mainly fifth dimension. And when they communicate with each other, they do it through sending telepathy. Language is secondary. Pleiadian language sounds like Cherokee Indian. I'm part Cherokee, so it's interesting for me that Cherokee legends talk about the seven sisters. Many Native American tribes talk about the seven sisters. They talk about the Pleiadians, and what they do is that they talk about the seven sisters, or they'll make up another acronym for them. But they all come. Many of them come from the Pleiades, who were here. The Hopi, I believe, came from the Pleiades as well. And they know the true story, the true history of planet Earth. And at any rate, so for me, there's a special connection with the Pleiades for most people here on this planet. And I've been thrilled to come in contact with them. They're very loving and kind and benevolent beings. And they really do love us, and they do care about us as well. They don't want us to go through all the different problems that other civilizations that they had. I mean, why repeat their mistakes, right? They said, there's no need for you to kill off 64 million people in order to evolve. You really don't. And the interesting thing they said about the vaccine program is there's no reason for you to self-inflict through your own free will, which I don't think it's completely free will, but to use your free will to stick a shot in your arm to kill yourself. I mean, the knowledge now is so great about the studies regarding the death rates. I didn't realize this, but I found out last couple of days that there's actually a casket company in the United States for funerals that makes special caskets for little kids and babies. It's a certain size, and it's a very specialized market. And they've said that in the entire history of their company, which is like 60, 70 years old, they've never seen the kinds of orders for caskets. It's a very sad thing, the number of orders for caskets for little boys and girls and babies killed by the vaccine, approved by that monster in the White House, Biden and Fauci, who are knowingly killing Americans and knowingly killing little children and little babies. Just from my own perspective, there's a special place in hell for people like that who are knowingly killing little children, just like little children who went to the concentration camps, no different at all. And I guarantee that they will be punished for their actions. But that's one of the interesting statistics that just came out the last couple days. And people need to realize what's really going on here, because these people need to account for their actions, and they need to be stopped as well. The purpose of this show is to make this world a much better and happier place, my friends. And I know if we all work together, we can create a much better and happier planet, a much better place. If you look up in the sky, if you're questioning whether those Pleiadian ships are up there, just look up in the sky any night. Anywhere you are on this planet, in a place where you can clearly see the sky, you might want to get away from us. A lot of cities, you know, have a lot of light pollution. So at night, if you want to get out in the rural countryside, just look up and take a good look at the sky. The Pleiadian ship itself, the main mothership, is located above Mount Shasta. Although they have an additional 4.5 million craft around the planet, and you can see them as well. Most are staffed by husband and wife teams, which gives it a greater stability in terms of working together. They also have drones as well, and they're monitoring all of our activities here on this planet to see how we're doing. They're listening today, actually, and this, as I said before, this show is being broadcast, is being listened to on the ship. Hello, my Pleiadian brothers and sisters in Aberhalosaurus. And then it's also secondarily transmitted back to Alcon, the main base in the Pleiadian constellation. So they, and it's a window in our world as to what's going on and how things are going. Many years ago, I started my show at the request of angels. I was in a point in my life where I was changing careers, and frankly, I didn't know what to do. So I got my answers all right. I got a first answer was from a homeless man in Seattle who came up to me in the library, in this library, and said, "Ted, you should start just by my name." He said, "Ted, you should start your own radio show and start writing books." And then I looked around and he was gone, poof, gone. So he was an angel. About a little more than a month later, another man, another library, like libraries reading, he came up to me, a fireman. He said, "Ted, you need to start your own radio show and start writing books." And then he disappeared. And I thought, well, I guess they're trying to give me a message, I guess. And I didn't know the first thing about radio. I love radio. My dad used to listen to the radio all the time. So I always enjoyed listening to the different radio programs he was listening to. And I want to credit him for helping me getting on my path, this particular path in life. As luck would have it, I met somebody who had a friend at KKNW in Seattle, and that's how I started my show. That was back in 2013, almost 9 years ago now. And so I've never looked back since, and it's been one of the best decisions I've made. If you do go to Mount Shasta, be careful. There's a battle and a war going on right now. There's a lot of there's negative energies there trying to shut down the portals, attack light workers. It's a real battle going on. But so if you do go, put your hand in your heart, send lots of love and light to the Galactics and the Pleiadians, and ask for their help and protection, because they will help you. Adama will help you as well, as will Azora of the Hollow Earth. They're beautiful, loving, benevolent beings who will help you. All you have to do is ask. This is a planet where we still have free will. And so you have to ask for help. They don't automatically come in and help you. You have to ask. Like Don, the experience you had the other day, you in effect asked for help, and they showed you that they were there, and they're helping you now. And I know that I can't wait to see the future. I do time travel, and I teach people how to time travel. And I've seen the future, and it is very beautiful indeed. There's all kinds of technology out there that's been hidden from us. And it doesn't mean that we haven't paid for it. We paid through our tax dollars in the United States here and countries all over the world, but we haven't been able to get any of that for our own use. And I'm talking about now the med beds in the secret space program. About a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, I was told that the med beds should come out by the end of January 2021, after President Trump should have been elected, was elected to his second term in Washington, D.C. in January 2021. And as we all know now, the election was stolen by the negatives, and which was unfortunate, because the medbeds were scheduled to be released at the end of January. Now, during this Shakespearean theater of some idiot in the White House who places his rubber ducky in a yo-yo, and he can't do anything except read from a teleprompter, they've kept that technology hidden from us, but it will be coming out, and I've been told it'll be coming out this October, just after we shift into the fourth dimension. The good news is that the med beds will help heal many people with physical problems, including the problems from the vaccine as well. That'll be a great help to humanity to have those out. That'll be coming out this October. The only thing that they cannot do is heal the mRNA damage, which is actually, with all due respect to Dr. Robert Malone, he's a great guy, a great scientist. That technology came from not any Earth scientists, but from the reptilians. And I can tell you a little bit about it. Back many thousands of years ago, there was a group of humanoid aliens who looked like us, not quite the same, but close to us, living in the Orion constellation. And they were just learning. They had just discovered space travel, and they were just leaving the Orion constellation to go on a space journey around the universe when a reptilian ship happened to be in the area and showed up. And what the reptiles did is that they captured all of the people in this area, the Orion constellation. They managed to capture 90% of the humans. 10% escaped in the Orions, but 90% were captured. The men were sold into slavery, and the women and children were all killed off except for 1,600 women and children, which they genetically altered through mRNA technology, that's right, to become a slave race for the reptiles. Okay, I'll repeat that. They were captured by the reptilians. All the women and children, 1,600, all the women and children were killed except for 1,600, and then their genetics were altered by mRNA technology. This is alien technology. It's not human technology. It's thousands of years old, to become a slave race without any emotions to serve the reptilians. One of the things that the reptiles have been doing since at Area 51 in Nevada, since Eisenhower signed this agreement with him in March of 54, is that they've been perfecting this technology to take over the planet with this mRNA technology. And there are actually about nine or 10 different levels at Area 51. The first third are staffed by humans. The second level, this third level, is staffed by humans and reptiles. And the third level, all the way down, is swept entirely by reptiles. That's where they were doing their research to perfect this so-called vaccine created to remedy a problem with the virus that doesn't exist anymore. And so our scientists have actually noticed, and scientists in Germany have noticed that there are nanobots in these things, and they go to different organs of the body. And they actually target different organs of the body, some for cancer, for all kinds of genetic diseases. And this is all alien technology. It's not human technology. It's all alien technology. And people need to realize that, that there's a much bigger agenda going on right now. And if you look at the world that way, not in a conspiracy sense, but actually what's going on, that there is actually negative extraterrestrial influence on this planet, influencing our daily lives. You think that you may have a prime minister of a country, for example, the prime minister of New Zealand is a reptilian, shape-shifted. And you can tell that sometimes because her eyes will have slits in her eyes, much like the Queen of England, which is a reptilian. She and the royalty of Britain are all reptiles. And royalty was created on this planet as a hybridization between humans and reptiles to control this planet. And so people, I know this is a lot for some people to believe in, but believe me, this is the hidden factor. Don earlier was talking about the banking families. Well, if you go beyond the banking families, because money is a reptilian concept, you look at the control, you look at the ways they manipulate society. Look what's happened with our media in the secret society speech that I played from President Kennedy on my morning show. That was a problem back then. He talked about the control of the media, people not getting the information they need. And it's become, if anything, I would argue that it's become much worse than the 1960s. Back in the 60s and 70s, 80s, we had reporters which actually worked hard, independent reporters, part of mainstream media. Walter Cronkite is one, Dan Rather, a lot of other good, Brinkley and Huntley. They all worked hard to ferret out the truth, to tell people what's really going on, because that was the basis of a free society, of a democracy, if you will. But nowadays, we don't have a mainstream media that does any of that work. Many of them are owned by five or six different corporations, and they often use the same media outlets and the same channels to do the same research and manufacture the same story, and people get brainwashed. Adolf Hitler found in World War II that if you tell a lie loud enough and long enough, people will believe it. And many people during the last year and a half have believed that masks work. They don't. They believe that the so-called virus is killing people. It wasn't. They believe that the shot program would actually, quote, be safe and effective and help them. And it doesn't do any of that. It's a genocidal technique in order to control and kill us off. And that information now is finally coming out. How many people will have to die in our in the U.S. Navy, in the U.S. Army, in the U.S. Marines, the other branches of our great military, before people realize that this is a genocidal thing and they're just preparing the way for the Chinese to come in and try to take us over? How many people, how many more people will have to die? About a little more than a year ago, there were stories coming out in Australia where that government there forced their military to take the Pfizer shots. And as of in as of May of 2021, the defense minister for Australia was dead from taking the both shot, Pfizer shots, and 25% of the Australian Navy personnel in Australia were also dead from dead and disabled from taking the Pfizer shots. I don't know what the situation like is now in Australia. It's hard to get any information because it's controlled by the negatives. But how can you have an effective military to defend your country and its natural national interest if most of your military is dead? You can have all the weapons you want in the world. You can have all the nuclear weapons you want in the world. Like for the Australian Navy, you can have all the ships you want in the world. But if you don't have anybody there to operate them, what good is it? And people should ask the same question us as well. This we're taken for a ride, my friends, and we haven't been told the truth. Don, I'd love your comments. I know you've been listening here, so I'd love your comments on who really controls the world, if you like. If you're there. If you're busy, Don, that's fine. That's fine. Anyway, I want to, this is a special time in human history. I think by the end of August, when we shift into the fourth dimension, things will really shift for the better. And we're seeing that now. What did the old song go by the mamas and papas that said the darkest hour is just before dawn? And I think this is the darkest hour just before dawn. And a lot of people will either wake up or they're going to die. And I hate to say that in blunt terms, but people need to wake up now. And if they don't, they are going to pass away. They're not going to make it this time around. I think some people, for example, aren't ready to ascend. They prefer the old patterns, the old ways of doing things. But that's not what Mother Earth wants to do. The old Earth.
Well, Ted, thank you.
Oh, okay.
I have to come in through a different port. And thank you. But yes, central bankers, it's kind of like the cabal. Who are they? You know, we've narrowed it down to the central bankers. But who are they? Who the fuck are they? And
yeah,
folks, that's a very easy thing to understand. Have you ever heard of Jekyll Island?
Yes, I have, actually.
Good.
Well,
who were the families that sat at the table?
Right. The 13 families of the Federal Reserve sat at the table, and they said, we need a way, basically, to control the money supply of the United States so we can take it over and have people pay for things that they don't.
And rule the world, exactly. Rule the world.
What did Rothschild?
By the way, those families did it. So right. If people are wondering who, you know, they're like, well, who did this?
Right.
Who are they?
Right.
Well, folks, it's written in your history books. Look right. No further than your history books. It's the very central banking families that decided to coup the largest money-making system in the world, the United States.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's right. That's absolutely right, my friend. Yeah.
And you can guess, and we can all go argue, and who's rich and who isn't, and who are the richest. Oh, Putin's a billionaire, and Xi Jinping, and And I mean, and the India overlords and all these U.S. From Bill Gates to Soros, you know, between you and I, they're all just heads of the Hydra. But the meat of the Hydra, the meat, is the few, and I mean few, families, 9 or 10 families that control the central banking system, period. And you know, people can argue with me all they want, and they do, and I laugh. And I do laugh. I love to laugh. But the fact is, these central banking families have cornered the financial banking establishment. They've infiltrated every form of finance, and they are trying to dominate the globe, period. It is those few central banking families, and yes, they've interbred, and yes, they are part of the European and British royalty, but they are the same banking families. You are at war. We are at war. There is a war against those banking families and us. And why is there a war? Well, when you own everything, when you have $100 trillion between Vanguard and BlackRock, who are owned by the central banking families, when you can buy every piece of property in the United States, literally, how do you gain more when you own it all? When you actually have attained everything, how do you get more? And that's where we're at.
Right.
They're going to get more because you will have less. And the few that remain that have anything, they will start to lose it.
Period. That's what Klaus Schwab talks about in the New Economic Forum about you will own nothing and be happy. Yeah, right. Tell that to people in the concentration camps in Hitler's Germany. They weren't happy. They owned nothing and they weren't happy.
Wonderful.
Same thing.
God, I love Klaus Schwab. What you know, and by the way, I love his bikini, his dick bikini.
That's his what? Sorry, Don, what?
Seen his dick bikini?
He's got a bikini.
What? His dick bikini. Oh,
no, I haven't. No.
Oh, I need to turn myself up some more. Have you ever seen his dick bikini?
I haven't, no.
Oh, what a sight. What a sight.
I think he's probably reincarnated from World War II, one of the SS or something from old Germany. So that's what I think has happened with him.
Right. Maybe.
One of the things that President Kennedy did that really endeared him to these 13 banking families was the order, Executive Order 1110. And that order mandated that the U.S. currency no longer needed to be printed by the Federal Reserve. Instead, it was done by a U.S. Treasury, which is required under Article 7 of the United States Constitution. And the first thing after Lyndon Baines Johnson conspired to murder President Kennedy, the first thing he did in office within hours, he signed an order revoking that executive order so that the...
Exactly.
That's right.
Exactly.
Right. So you can see which side of the bread's buttered, was buttered on that score. But we're on the verge of we are in the middle of creating a beautiful new civilization. And I want everyone, when you make a decision, there's two hearts people have. They've got one between their logical mind and also in their heart mind. Always follow your heart mind and it'll never fail you. Always give you the right answers for whatever you need to do. I teach people how to talk to the other side and talk to benevolent ETs. And if you like, I have a mentoring program too. I do readings. Just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. And I especially want to thank Don and Doug for providing the forum for me to talk today.
I love you, Ted. I love you. No, I mean it. Ted, Ilkesh, you are another me. I love you.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Don. Love you too, my friend. Well, I want everyone to remain strong. This is a trying time, but it's as in a Charles Dickens novel, it was the worst of times, but also the best of times as well. So I want everyone to focus in on the positives as much as possible, to know that we have a beautiful, bright future ahead of us. And on Monday, I will be talking about, on my German show, starting at noon Pacific time or 9 p.m. Central European time, I'll be talking about the values of shungite. Shungite's an amazing stone. Comes from Russia. It was used by Napoleon to clean water. And it also helps protect you against radiation and dirty electricity. Anyway, I'll be having a friend, Derek Conduit, coming to us live from Marysville, Washington. He has a whole store of shungite. Anyway, it'll be fun. It'll be a fun program. And that'll be on my German show here on BBS Radio 1 this Monday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central European time. And with that, Don and Doug, thank you so much for your fantastic help. And I know if we all work together, we can create a much better and happier world. Out of This World is a listener-supported show. And if you'd like to contribute to keep us going, just go to my website at outofthisworld1150.com or go to my BBS website. Much love to everyone. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening today. Bye-bye, everyone. Bye-bye.